Hey everyone, welcome back to Deeper Grooves, Musicians on Music, hosted by Cliff Beach and sponsored by California Soul Music Record Label. We have the pleasure of having another great guest all the way from New Orleans to talk about the Grammy Award winning Rebirth Brass Band, his work in that, as well as their Grammy Award winning album, The Rebirth of New Orleans. I am very, very, very excited to have him on. Very energetic and charismatic guest. Please help me welcome Grammy winner, Glenn Andrews.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
Well, thank you again for being on Deeper Grooves podcast. We'd love to have you. You know, I really enjoyed meeting you guys and playing with you. Not this last Mardi Gras, but the year before that at my friend's wedding.
Yeah.
Just, you know, really, really great stuff. I've been listening to you know, some of your stuff you did with the Rebirth Brass Band, and
I put a lot of music together for the Rebirth. You could check my music out on, I think it was the Throwback CD. You Don't Want to Go to War with the Rebirth CD. You Don't Want to Go to War. I put together like 4 or 5 songs on there. One of my songs was, I don't know if you could curse on here, but... one of the songs, Pop That Coochie, but we said something else. one of the songs was, I forgot the name. Hold on 1 minute. Let me look at it. I forgot all the name of my songs. So, yeah, I made a few songs, New Orleans music. Don't Talk That Shit, Won't Be No Shit. what else? Let Me Do My Thing, one of my songs. Got so many songs. Take It to the Street. I got a song called Buff, but I named after one of my dogs that passed away. Now, off the Grammy CD, I made a song called, I forgot the name of that song also, but you can go on the CD and check it out.
Let's start with the Grammy CD. So, The Rebirth of New Orleans, that was in 2011. You guys won the Grammy in 2012. How was it making that record? Like, how did you guys decide what songs are going to go on there? Who kind of runs the band? And like, what's your contribution? I know you play trumpet, but, like, what did you do, like, in that project?
I played trumpet. The band really comes together as one in some of the songs. Like, we'll be on the second line or we'll get at an event and somebody say something in the crowd, like here we go, let's keep rolling in the band and make a band and come up with some music to that phrase what somebody say. And we'll keep repeating it till the song come together as one. That's how a lot of Rebirth music come together.
Yeah, there's a lot of improvisation in that. So you guys are just kind of having a conversation, listening back and forth to each other and then adding in your parts here and there.
Yes sir. That's how it actually goes, yeah.
And then how long have you been performing with the Rebirth Brass Band? Like, how many albums did you work on with them?
I played 26 years with the Rebirth. I did, I think 4 or 5 albums, 6 albums, something like that.
How do you feel like you progressed from starting, you know, 26 years ago all the way up until the last dates you played with them and then beyond? Like, how did you grow as a musician?
Actually, I got more confidence playing with the Rebirth. Because when I was playing with my cousins and playing by myself, I didn't have no confidence. I was kind of timid, scared. I keep my eyes closed while I'm playing and wouldn't say nothing, wouldn't solo, none of that stuff. So when I got the Rebirth, I opened up a little bit. Got more confidence in playing.
That's great. And then, I mean, when you were making the record, you guys probably weren't thinking, hey, we might win a Grammy for this record. And then the Grammy that you won was the first of its kind, the Best Regional Roots Music Album, and that happened in 2012. So how did that feel to know that, like, your work went all the way from New Orleans to the Grammys and back?
Oh, man, that was a special feeling, man, because I never thought that would happen in 100 million years, man. A brass band, a winner, a Grammy, a brass band from New Orleans, actually. I never thought it would happen. And when it happened, man, I was crying like a baby. I, 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 I never thought it would happen, man. And I thought we wasn't gonna win, but they said our name, and I was shocked. Actually, they said people know when they will win, but we didn't know anything. So to that time, so I was going crazy, man.
I mean, that's a big win for you. That's just a big win for New Orleans and that entire music scene. I mean, there's so many talented musicians. Obviously, you come from a very talented family. And so how do bands like Rebirth Brass Band, how do they, like, differentiate themselves? How are they different from the other brass bands that exist over there?
Well, Rebirth, the other bands, not to bring them down or nothing, but you play with the heart. I'm talking about really from the heart. It's not nothing written down, not nothing practiced, not nothing. Rebirth probably had like 2 practices since I've been playing in a band. Everything else is like you say, improv. It's from the heart, and they have like traditional music in New Orleans. They call it traditional music, older music, like stuff like Louis Armstrong would play or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the beat would be different. And the Rebirth beat is like more Afro Congo Square, like funky. I can't explain it. Funky, it's a strange feeling. But now all the brass bands are doing with the Rebirth on. Like when we first came out, the Rebirth, it was like, oh man, y'all ought to stop doing that, man. It's not right. Y'all messing the tradition up or whatever. But now everywhere you go, they have like a million bands in New Orleans playing all the Rebirth music I wrote, music, you know, Rebirth put together.
So what is your writing process then when you're writing the music? Like, do you just kind of come up with something on your trumpet and then show it to the rest of the guys and kind of build it together? Like, what's the process?
I come up with the bass line or the music, and then I just put a little parts in as we go, put a little backgrounds in, and I come up with the words or whatever the song may be. I never learned how to read music. I was self-taught how to play, so I don't actually write the music, but I put the music together.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, a lot of people come from that tradition. A lot of things are passed down orally, and just a lot of people playing by ear, so that would make sense. And you guys have a lot of feeling and a lot of heart. It's really, I would say, party music. I mean, it's not necessarily about being perfect.
That's what it is, party music. If you can't dance from Rebirth music, something's wrong with you. We get them dancing from 1 to 100. We can always make somebody move Rebirth music.
Man, that's crazy. And then I know that you guys were also a part of the HBO show, Treme, and soundtrack. And kind of what was that like?
Oh, yeah, man. I did a little acting, so well, that was... That was beautiful, man. I always go back and look at myself like, man, I was so afraid, man. I commend actors because that's some hard stuff, man. All them hours and the time and remembering lines and all that. I was so nervous, man. I was shaking when I was doing my little part, and the director said, "You got to stop shaking because we could hear it through the mic." So I had to stop shaking. I was so nervous, man.
Yeah. Do you think some of those nerves and some of your timidness comes from just, I don't know, being from such a great musical family, the Andrews family? You know, to be honest, when I played with you guys kind of all have, at least when I played with a few of you, you all had similar names. So it was very confusing to know who was who. There's a David Andrews and a Glenn Andrews and other stuff. But I know in the Rebirth.
Yeah, David,
you know,
Andrews. Glenn David Andrews. I have a son named Glenn. He plays the snare drum and a set of drums. I have a son plays trumpet. His name is Glenn Andrews.
Wow.
I have a daughter. She plays clarinet. Her name is Glenn Andrews. So my cousin name is Glenn David Andrews. So yeah, we got a lot of Glenns in the family.
Nice. Well, it's nice to keep it in the family that way. But I mean, you have other people, of course, you know, you're related to Trombone Shorty, Troy Andrews.
Shorty, yeah.
But then you have Derek Tapp.
Derek Tapp, that's Glenn David, brother. Yeah,
okay.
That's Glenn David, brother.
And then Revert Peanut Andrews.
Revert, that's my first cousin, Revert Peanut Andrews, yeah. I got, no, I'm going to get it. we got James Andrew. That's my first cousin. He's the one that got all us playing music actually. We had a brass band called the Andrews Brass. I mean, the All Star Brass Band back in the days. He got all us play. He got all us started playing music. So we've been doing it ever since.
And what was that like? Your initial starting out in that band?
Oh man, it was a lot of fun because the Reaper just had came out in '83. So I think we came out in like '86, '85, and I picked the horn up and we started playing, going in the first quarters and playing and make shift and whatnot. And I've been doing it ever since. I was like, maybe eight or nine. I'm 47 now. So.
Oh, wow. That's very young to start.
Yeah, man. We was out there making money, man. Good money, too.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, you know, if you're making good money, that's kind of your path. But yeah. I heard that you guys were also related to another legendary R&B jazz singer, Jesse Hill.
Yeah, Oompa Badoo, yeah. He did a lot of music. He did a lot of work with Fats Domino, and he was back there with Ernie Kano and them back in the days. Doing the music. They sing his song on Treme too. Oop Oop Doo, yeah. That's a famous song, Jesse Hill. Oop Oop Doo. That's Trombone Shorty's grandpa.
Oh, okay.
And James Andrews' grandpa, yeah.
Oh, wow. That makes sense. So then, and you played with other brass bands in New Orleans. So, I mean,
yeah,
was Rebirth just your favorite?
I played with the Little Rascal Brass Band. Actually, I played tuba with the Little Rascal Brass Band. I was their first tuba player.
Oh, wow.
And then I got with the Rebirth, and I went playing with the Rebirth. I left the tuba behind and went playing my trumpet back and started playing with the Rebirth. So, and then I played with the New Bird Brass Band, All Stars, the Junior Olympia Brass Band, the New Bird, the Tuxedo Brass Band, Tornado. Oh, man, I played a lot of people, man.
Wow. Do you have any favorites? Like, do you have any favorite musician or instrumentalist or vocalist that you worked with, and you're like, man, that person really has got the gift?
I like when we play with Maceo. We play with Maceo. We did two songs on his album. I had a lot of fun with, because that's something like, he played something like we play. So that was fun. We played with Green Day. We played with U2, Lenny Kravitz, James Brown. We did a little something with James Brown. We did some with Alan Toussaint. So we played with a lot of people. We played with Ida DeFranco. We did a lot of music with different people.
Yeah, I mean, you're still out there doing it. So what keeps it alive for you? What keeps you doing it after, you know, 26, 30 years of playing?
I enjoy the people having fun. If we have one, I know you heard it a lot, but if we have one person, you still have fun. It sounds cliche, but that's the truth with us, with the Rebirth, and that was true with the music we did in New Orleans, the brass band music. If I see one person dancing, I can focus on that one person and have fun, because that's what it's about, making the people have fun and making the people dance, going to the festivals and having fun. The festivals way in the mountains. That's my best festivals when I go in the mountains and play for those guys. I love the festivals.
Oh, yeah. I mean, festivals are nothing but one gigantic party. Everybody just goes there to have a good time, to drink and to dance and to hear the music. So then my question, one of my big questions for you is, why no Glenn Andrews band, or why no Glenn Andrews album for yourself versus like being with these other bands? Did you ever want to make something for yourself?
Yeah, I actually want to do it, and I want to do, like, the music Louis Armstrong do. I love that music. I love Louis Armstrong. I want to do that. I do it sometimes, but I never really got into it, actually doing it. But I want to do something with me and my son, because he plays traditional set of drums, and I want to do something with him. Me, him, my cousin, Robert, Peter Andrews, and I just love to do something like that. I'm going to get into it. My wife wants me to do it, but I never got around to it. Actually, I have the Andrews Brass Band, but not the Andrews, like you said, my own, like jazz, traditional jazz or funk band. I never had that.
But you might. But you might. That might be your next thing.
Yeah. I hope so. Yeah.
Is it difficult? Do you ever find it difficult working with family, like being so close? Do you guys ever bump heads?
Oh yeah, man. It's too difficult. they want stuff right there when they want it, and they want it in their way. It's real hard to work with family, I think, to me. I love working with them, but it's real hard, man.
But I mean, you guys love the music. You guys have that shared
bond. When we do get together and play, it's a real treat because people love to see us play together. So I love to do it with my family.
Are there any people in your family that aren't musical?
Yeah, I've got a lot of my cousins don't play music. I got a son. He plays football. Actually, he's in the NFL. He played with the Jaguars. Wide receiver. He didn't pick up no music, so that's a change.
So, what would you say your legacy is, or what do you want to be remembered for most in music?
I want to leave my legacy. I put a lot of music out that made people dance, people have fun, and people don't remember me by it. I want people to remember my music. You can always put that on and see, that sounds like Glenn music. That sounds like Glenn on the horn. Because I play different from everybody else. I play instructed, actually, but I play all the way different. Everybody else plays mostly on the sounds. Not to put them down or nothing, but most of them sound the same. But that's the thing. But I just sound different from everybody else. I have more of I play more like more drum phrases on my horn than like bebop licks and all that. I'll play like. I'll do something like that. So everybody else they're playing skills. I don't do that. I just play like licks, or I play like drum licks or something like that on my horn.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, you know, I really like that about James Brown when he's talking to his band in the Get On Up movie. He's like, you know, where do you got that horn in your hand? He's like, it's a horn. He's like, no, it's a drum. Everything's a drum. Everything has a rhythm. Everything has a beat.
Right, right. That's how I look at it. My dad played drums also. I forgot to tell you that. Mm. That's where we got our first drums from. My dad, and he played drums, and he was good on the drums. He was real good. He was like one of the top drummers in New Orleans. A lot of people had heard of him, but he didn't do it like actually out. But he learned from the best. Like he learned from the James Black. I don't know if anybody heard of James Black. He played a set of drums in New Orleans. He was one of the top drummers in New Orleans. And my dad learned from him, so my dad was real good on the drums.
Wow, that's amazing to come from that. It's always great to have music appreciated in your family and a family that's supportive of you doing that, and seeing them do it kind of makes you believe you can do it too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So then would you have any advice you would give to like an up-and-coming musician just starting out now?
Yes, what I have is, if you will play music, find yourself in the instrument and do what you do. Find your own pad. Find your own way of playing. Don't try to sound like Louis Armstrong. Because like I said, you won't be remembered, and people remember you if you have a different sound. If you sound like somebody else, they're gonna say you sound like somebody else. So do your own thing and. Stick at it and don't give up on it, because it pays off. I'm a kid. I never thought I'll be doing what I'm doing, playing music, won a Grammy, playing with all these people and all these different people and did what I did. I never thought that. I always thought I was going to be in jail, honestly, because my family, a lot of them was like gamblers and sold drugs and dying, so I always thought I was going to when I was little, go down that path. But I'm so glad my mother bought me a horn for Christmas. That's the only Christmas, if I remember, ever getting was a trumpet. And I always tell parents, buy the kids a trumpet or make them learn piano. It's not going to hurt you. Just let them learn some kind of instrument.
Oh, yeah, it's really good for your development. It's good for your brain. It's good to have an outlet, some way to express yourself.
Yeah, I wish I would have had somebody telling me, yeah, man, pick up the piano, learn guitar. We didn't have that. You know, we just had, we were going to play in the first quarters and make some money and whatever we do, we're going to do it. But I wish I would have had that. But I stay the kids ear and tell them, learn the piano, learn the guitar. Always got, I give kids horns. If I have some extra horns or something, I'll give a kid a horn or some drumsticks or something.
That's very, very good and commendable of you. Obviously, you know, you're influencing the next generation.
How you doing, man? Yeah, you gotta keep that next generation going, man.
So then how long would you say it took you to kind of find your own style of playing?
I found my style when I got in the Rebirth, man. Took me like, maybe 10 years, man. Yeah, I never, like I said, when I was playing with other people, I never soloed, I never did no singing or nothing. And when I got in the Rebirth, I started being the front man, like singing the songs and soloing and everything. It really, it got me where I can start playing. Start opening up and not being timid and scared of playing my own.
And so for you, with the Rebirth winning the Grammy for that album, would you say, man, that's the best Rebirth album? Or would you say, oh, they slept on some other albums? We had much better albums before.
You got to get that You Don't Want to Go to War CD. Primary Rapper's Rebirth CD. Oh, man, that's top of the line, man. You got to get that They got all of them really good. We Come to Party. I wrote that song. Check that song out, man. That's a hell of a song. That's a hell of a title for a song, We Come to Party. Whenever you get a chance, go listen to that song, man. That's one of my songs I wrote, We Come to Party. I forgot all about it.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely. We've been listening to the whole catalog, but we'll add that to our mix for sure. So then why do you think just the timing of everything worked out for that Rebirth of New Orleans album versus all the other ones before?
I think it was more luck. More luck than anything. Because, like I said, the rest of the album was good. And I think the distribution people we were with, they did a lot of pushing and a lot of work putting the album out, letting a lot of people hear. Because a lot of people still don't know what New Orleans Brass Band, what the Rebirth is. You got a lot of people that do know what it is, but there's a lot of kids that don't know.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. And I think, you know, winning a Grammy and that shines a light even bigger on it and then other stuff you guys have done. Now, you told me that was the last album that you worked on with them. Is that right? So you've been working with other bands since 2012?
Yeah, I've been doing the Andrew Brass Band thing, playing, doing little gigs here and there, but we never recorded. We've been trying to get in the studio to do an Andrew Brass Band, the family CD, but we never get a chance because everybody's been gone. I think it'll be a good chance now, since we had this epidemic going, this pandemic. It's a good time to do it, but I don't know how everybody's schedule's going.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'd be able to eventually get everybody, the entire family, on one album in some way?
Oh, yeah. It'll be good. Only thing about that, we got so many drummers, man. We got like 20, 30 drummers. All my cousins, my first cousins, all of them play drums. We got a lot of band, like instrument players, but a lot of drummers. So we had to pick up every song who will play on the drums to make everybody feel like they're part of the album.
I'm sure you can make more than one album. It sounds like you have enough to make a few.
Oh, no. We could do more, but, you know, the first one, everybody, you know, won't be on it. But it might be just the older Andrews. We got a lot of young ones that play instruments.
Well, that's great. That's great. I really hope that you guys do create that. I mean, it would definitely be new, something that we haven't heard on the record. Maybe people have heard it live. New Orleans is kind of like an Austin in a way where there's so many musicians and so many clubs and so many places to play. What's your favorite place, favorite venue to play?
I used to love to play in New York, at the Knitting Factory in New York.
Oh, yeah.
and I had a place in San Francisco, the Great American Hall. I used to love to play there.
Do you feel like you get more respect as a New Orleans brass band when you're out on the road versus in your hometown?
Oh, yeah, way more. Everybody knows us here, don't get me wrong, but we get more respect. I'm not saying it's about money, but the pay is a little better. Down here, they don't want to pay the money. out of town, they don't have no problem giving us what we want, you know?
Is there anyone that you have not worked with yet that you would love to work with if you had the chance?
Living or dead? Or still living?
Either one, really.
Well, you know, I would love to see Louis Armstrong, man. Nat King Cole and Louis Armstrong.
Oh, yeah. Who was the guy who influenced Louis Armstrong? He died and he never recorded any music. Cornette Plant.
The one they did the album on. I mean, the movie on.
Yeah, the one they did the movie on.
Damn.
His name was Buddy or something.
Buddy Bolden, yeah.
Yeah, Buddy Bolden, yeah.
Yeah,
did you ever play any of his music?
No, man, I never heard. I actually heard this one song, actually, Buddy Bolden did. I think I just heard one song. I actually heard he made. So, they said he made a lot of songs, so... They did a soundtrack on it. I just got to go listen to it. That's the guy who invented jazz, man. They say he invented jazz.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say.
A lot of people try to take that thing, but they say Jelly Roll Morton said he invented jazz. So I don't know. Whoever invented it, I love him.
Yeah. Anyone alive still that you would want to work with?
I would love to play with Stevie Wonder, man.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Stevie Wonder, man.
Yeah, we're lucky to still have him around. He just turned 70, just had a birthday.
Yeah, I know. I saw that last week, yeah.
Is there any particular tunes you would want to do with Stevie? One of his tunes or something new?
They got a song called... Write a Letter. I love that song, man. It's like a ballad, but I love that song, man. I love to do that. I love to do Very Superstitious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could definitely hear that in my head right now.
Yeah, we played that with Anna B. Franco, actually.
Oh,
we
wow.
We was on tour with her a few months, and we played some of that Stevie stuff with her, Superstitious and a lot of stuff.
So then, my last question for you, thank you again for coming on the air today. What's musically next for you? What's the next thing in your head of, like, the next project or what you're going to be doing, even during the pandemic that we're going through
I got a few songs I'm putting together right now. I wrote. I want Carmen Russell to sing one of them, and I want my cousin Glenn David Andrew to sing, like, two of them. Carmen Russell to sing two of them. I wrote. They fit their style, and I wrote that. It's called a song, We Party in New Orleans. I wrote, I love Carmen Russell to sing it.
Nice, man. I can't wait to hear that. I mean, I know his voice and your cousin's voice are very distinct, so they have a very, very strong, strong in-your-face vocalist. So that would be cool to kind of hear that and how that pairs with the brass band. How does the brass band... You know, when they're covering other stuff, you know, I've heard them do Marvin Gaye, a ton of other covers. How do they replace, like, all the instruments that are on the record with the brass band and make it so full? Because there's no piano on the brass band usually. There's no guitar usually. It's mostly just, you know, just the horns and the drums. So how does that process kind of work?
Well, let me tell you how Reverb does it. We'll play a song, but we wouldn't play the whole song, actually. And we wouldn't put all the parts in, but we'll put when you know it's the song, and we'll put like little parts in, but you'll know it's the song, the bass line, and we'll play the song melody, and you'll know it's the song. That's how Reverb do it. But other brass band, they play the whole song. We don't do that, Reverb. So that's how we did it. I don't know how everybody else do it, but Reverb did it like that. That's how people love Reaper so much. A lot of bad notes, a lot of fun. it's not trying to be perfect, actually.
Right.
A lot of bad, man, it's trying to be, they try to play every note, every phrase. But when we play, we never did that.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that comes across too, and I think that's the way it should be. I think it's all about the feeling. You know, every time you play it, it should be slightly different because you have changed. The music has changed. It's alive. It's constantly a living organism, breathing organism. So I like that about the style of music and what you guys do. Do you think you'll ever work with Rebirth again, make any albums with them or play with them again?
Yeah, I always play with them, but it's not like I was on the road. I got burnt out on just going on the road playing every day. But I miss it. Don't get me wrong, I miss it. I love to do it sometimes, but as far as going back and play, permanent, I don't think I'll never do that. But I always go back and play. I go to the Maple Leaf every Tuesday, 10:30 every Tuesday, and play with them. I always play with them, yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. We will definitely circle back to you, Glenn, when it's out and done so that you can hear it. And we're very excited just to let more people know about what you're doing and that brass band scene down in New Orleans. And hopefully, if I get down to New Orleans again, I'll check you guys out and maybe hop in again.
No problem. Thank you for having us on, man. Having me on, I mean.
Yeah, man. Well, we'll be definitely talking to you soon. You take care.
Fair to you. You have a nice day, man.
All right, to you, big brother. Bye-bye.
Thank you again for once again coming back and listening to Deeper Grooves, Musicians on Music, hosted by Cliff Beach and sponsored by California Soul Music Record Label. Very, very honored and grateful to have our special guest today, Glenn Andrews, talking about his Grammy Award-winning work with the Rebirth Brass Band and their Grammy Award-winning album, The Rebirth of New Orleans. I would also like to thank our mixing and mastering done by engineer Tim Hall at 1192 Studios in Westlake Village, California. If you've enjoyed what you listened to and want to hear more, you are able to listen to this anytime at www.californiasoulmusic.com/deepergrooves. Until then, take care. We hope to see you soon.